You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last week, President Trump signed an executive order that protects freedom of speech on college campuses. Taken at face value, the order doesn't make dramatic changes. However, it was welcomed by people who say universities are fostering an unbalanced and liberal indoctrination of students. And it's being condemned by those who say freedom of inquiry is a fundamental tenet of higher education, one the government should not be defining. Joining me live in studio to talk about what this actually means for universities here in Idaho are Greg Hahn, Associate Vice President for Communications and Marketing at Boise State University, and Price Robinson, president of the Boise State College Republicans. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
What's interesting about this order, I think, is that it doesn't really create any new protections for campus speech, basically. It mostly just restates that all public universities have current obligations, namely they have to uphold the speech clause in the First Amendment. So when we talk about that, from your perspective, Greg, from a university perspective, do you see a lot of change in this executive order from what you're already doing?
You know, we go back and relook at our speech laws all the time. I mean, it's not because the First Amendment's changing, right? But
right.
People interpret the First Amendment, and it's always kind of a viable, kind of a living document. You know, there have been presidents who've arrested people for sedition,
mm-hmm.
A couple hundred years ago, and you know, now we kind of think that's pretty clearly protected, and that's the same under the same Constitution. So, you know, we've worked with. You know, there have been times that we've worked with folks on all sides of the aisle. There was a while when I first started where we were rewriting some code or some of our policy with Idaho Freedom Foundation and the ACLU, right, to kind of two groups on different sides.
Very
often,
different sides.
Politically, but, you know, really on First Amendment stuff, we're often on the same page and, you know, kind of try to work through some of our stuff. So, you know, universities like us, big public universities or any size public university, I mean, that's, you know, that's what we do is we have to. We kind of take that seriously, and it's often ticks people off on both sides, right? Because you get folks on campus that you're not going to agree with. If you look at our presidential candidates in the last few years, and we love to have them on there, it's a great opportunity for students to get up close with these folks. We've had Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, but mm-hmm. we've also had Bernie Sanders and
Barack Obama,
and you know. So, this time around, you know, if it's likely the Republicans won't have a big primary, right? Because they have a president. Everyone else in the country is in the Democratic primary. So some of them are going to come. And we actually had somebody who was here on campus and somebody right away is like, when are the Republicans coming? And it's some of that's they're not probably right. I mean, it's not really mm-hmm. the same system. And we had more Republicans last year. So it's sort of a cycle. But mm-hmm. We try to work through it and try to make sure that one, the student groups, especially who want to bring folks in, are supported and can work that out.
And Price, from your perspective as a student at Boise State University, as part of the College Republicans, what does this order mean for you as a student, but also for this organization that you're a part of?
So our club was actually there in D.C. when President Trump made the announcement that he was going to put this executive order in place. We have a yearly trip. We go out to CPAC, and so we got to see him make the announcement, so it was pretty cool. But from a student's perspective, I think it really is beneficial to our club and other conservative clubs and other conservative students on campus because it kind of reaffirms the ability to express yourself in the classroom, on campus, and wherever you're on campus property.
Do you feel that there have been times at your university, though, where your voice has potentially been stifled because you have a more conservative voice? And I ask that because a lot of this order stems from this notion that more liberal voices are welcome on university campuses and more conservative voices have not been welcome.
I think it's definitely easier for more liberal students to express their opinions, especially in the classroom. I know I've been in certain classroom situations where professors would just make offhanded remarks, even if it had nothing to do with politics, that were disparaging to the president or members of the Republican Party. So I think – and I personally have come to the conclusion that I need to challenge that at every single avenue when I experience it and actually go up and have a conversation and mm-hmm. engage the professor about that issue. But I know there's a lot of other students out there who, you know, they feel like the professor kind of has their grade in their hand and they can't really do anything to challenge that opinion. So they don't want to cause controversy and just stay under the radar.
Would you challenge that if the president were a Democrat?
Absolutely.
And a professor said
I think it's very important. I mean, a college university – the number one goal is to expose people to new ideas and give them a perspective they might not have had before entering mm-hmm. the institution. And when you actually go and you look at what's happening in a lot of colleges across the country, I mean, even next door at University of Washington, when they wanted to host a conservative group called Patriot Prayer, the school wanted to stop them from speaking by trying to charge the College Republican group there a $17,000 security fee. So that was a way – it was a measure that the university was taking to prevent a conservative speaker from coming on campus while not – explicitly banning that mm-hmm. speaker from coming in. So they actually just won a lawsuit where the school, University of Washington, has to pay the College Republicans $122,000 in a settlement. But I just think it's really important that we have these fundamentals of free speech on campus that we can actually stand behind.
Well, and Price brings up a really interesting point. There's two things going on, right? There's the big speech question. Do you bring, you know, who do you
bring?
Do you have somebody on that everybody disagrees with or challenges you? Do you have somebody on who sort of goes around inciting big discussion, you know, where you've got both sides sort of coming at it. We've seen that, right, at other college campuses, you know. So they're almost two different things. Boise State went through that, the security thing, kind of in an innocent way. And, at this point, you know, that was one of the rules we changed was, okay, you're going to bring in somebody. I think this was it was a gun rights activist, mm-hmm. and there was some extra security. And so the rule back then was, yeah, if you're bringing something in, no matter what it is, and
you
it causes,
have to pay for it.
But you know, after that, we sort of eliminated that, and mm-hmm. so we kind of swallow it on the, and that's what the universities do. Now, granted, we haven't had to face a giant, you know, Richard Spencer day or something where you've got all this stuff coming in, but it's something. I go to a meeting once a year with folks, you know, who are my peers at other universities, and we talk about that all the time. Mm-hmm. In fact, I talked to the Washington guys last summer and said, "There's no way you're going to win that lawsuit." So I was right about that.
So that made you feel good.
So the big stuff, like the big speakers, are sort of one thing, right? And that's kind of one thing that we can address, kind of with policy and university top down. The other is what Price is saying about how do you interact around campus, how does that work?
And I was going to ask you, when Price made the mention of maybe a professor making an offhand comment, right? And this idea of, well, should I speak up because this is a professor? I mean, I have a grade. How would that be addressed at a university level?
Well, I mean, Price even said it too. You're there. They're there to challenge you.
Right.
The question is, are they challenging you in a fair way, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's also important to realize when I made that comment. I mean, I'm talking about classes that have nothing to do with politics.
Right.
Exactly.
Because that doesn't go back to this idea of challenge, because they are there to challenge you mm-hmm. in the topic that you are.
That's true.
Taking.
But it's, I mean, and I would just say, I think a college experience is always broader than your major or whatever mm-hmm. that class is about. I mean, it's hard to say, like, it would be just as hard for us to go to a bunch of faculty members and say, if you teach in math, you can never talk about politics, right? Mm-hmm. That goes against everything we're talking about, too. But you're right. I mean, the idea mm-hmm. that somebody could, you know, kind of hold a grade or hold your success over your head because you disagree with them politically obviously is not, I mean, is the kind of thing that would bubble up through the process. I mean, if folks really mm-hmm. wanted to carry that forward through the grievance process, I mean, I think that kind of stuff happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do want to point, you know, that, and what's really interesting is not, again, it's not just politics, too. Everything's got a political tinge to it, right? But if you look at, so FIRE is one of the groups that looks at free speech on campus, and they're kind of coming from the conservative side, and they're reading everything, and they're just kind of looking out a little bit like the ACLU does, but from the other side a little bit. And they've had Boise State ranked with like a little red dot because we have one policy, and it's not even policy, it's how harassment is described in our care teams. And you know, it's something that we can look at all the time. We don't even have to go through the policy to change it, but it has nothing to do with what people say about politics. It's all about what can you say about other groups of people or different races or different, you know, so mm-hmm. there's a question in like where what from like becomes sort of a bit of kind of actual intentional harassment that's sort of, mm-hmm. you know, illegal on the state level, and what is kind of protected speech that's not political, but it's.
Well, I think all speech is, as long as you're not inciting violence, I believe all speech is protected speech. I mean, that's why the First Amendment is pretty much the founding amendment of this country,
right?
Freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of press. But no, I think it's really important, too, that colleges do not adopt a model of, like you're seeing in the UK, Canada, and all of Europe, the hate speech model, where they ban particular kinds of speech on campus because certain groups deem mm-hmm. it being offensive. because you need to be able to have discussions. And if you limit one parameter of speech, oh, right. you're limiting mm-hmm. the parameters of the argument.
Well, and doesn't that also go back to this whole idea of a college experience, of a higher educational experience, is it shouldn't be just one voice, one mm-hmm. group. It is about experiencing a wide range of ideas in order to have discussion, in order to become more critical thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
And the First Amendment, it does, the free speech. Even if you don't like what someone is saying, that is protected. But I want to get also very quickly before we go into a break, this idea, though, that you could see federal research grants going away potentially. And how does that play into this? Do you feel like you are having to walk on eggshells a little bit more?
I don't know. It's all, right. you know, you just do your job, right?
Right?
I think the universities,
right.
you know, the lead, you know, we're waiting for a new president here, but things are going really well. Everybody's head's in the right spot. I mean, it's not, I mean, I think that you look through the changes. We had some changes from Title IX that's come through with the president. I mean, there are a lot of federal changes that shift as you go from one side to the other, you know, and up there in control in D.C. and for the most part, you know, they're kind of working around the edges. I think one of the complicating factors will be, like, how do they, you know, the way they, if it's NSF and it's National Institutes of Health and it's a few others, are they all going to kind of look at the same? I mean, how, you know, NSF's not really in a position to say, oh, these policies seem okay, or National Institutes of Health. So hopefully there will be some kind of guidance that comes out of, you know, the Federal Department of Education or something that just says, here's what you should look at, or it's all or nothing, because it would be a little bit weird to have, you know, maybe NIH have a stricter view or a different view even than NSF, and then the grants would be kind of up in the air. So, you know, I think that it is what it is, though it's not, it doesn't connect to student to financial aid.
Right.
And so it's a little different for private universities. But, you know, it's, you know, people look at it and we do what we can to kind of comply. But at the same side, like, I've been at Boise State 6 years and we've looked back at these speech things multiple times since I've been here, and every, you know, it comes up all the time. So we're always trying to make it better.
I appreciate the conversation with both of you today. My guests today have been Greg Hahn, Associate Vice President for Communications and Marketing at Boise State University, and Price Robinson, a student at Boise State, but also president of the Boise State University College Republicans. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Price.